我们先有点祷告。
Let's first have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
因为你的恩典实在是远超过我们所求所想。
Indeed, your grace far surpasses what we can ask or imagine.
你用你自己的身体来承担我们的罪孽。
And you use your own body to bear our iniquity.
你交出你自己的生命来救我们能得着属天的生命。
And you give of your own life so that we're able to receive that heavenly life.
感谢我们的主。
Lord, we thank thee.
你允让我们在没有见你以前，在地上常常会碰到各样的难处。
That you would allow us before we see you face to face to encounter many difficulty on earth.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank thee, Lord.
你的话上我们解开，我们就看见光了。
And when your word is opened up to us, we see light.
你借着各样我们所遇到的困扰，来催逼我们更多的靠近你。
Through many difficulties which we encounter, you draw us closer to you.
你也用着你自己的话语的光照，给我们看见你的眼目，没有一个时候不定在我们的身上。
You also show us by the light of your word that you're constantly, your sight is upon us.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
Lord, we praise and thank thee.
晚上我们再这次来在这里读你自己的话的时候。
This evening, this time as we come to read into your word.
求你的话向我们更多的发出亮光。
We pray that your word will shed even more light unto us.
能让我们看见我们在前面该走的路，你仍然是那么确实的陪伴着我们。
So that we are able to see very clearly on the path which we will traverse ahead that you are surely with us.
你一直要在我们身上做成你心里头要我们该有的那一个形象。
That you will complete that image which we ought to bear upon us.
我们感谢主。
We thank thee, Lord.
我们虽然是常常愚昧赶不上。
Even though many a times we're foolish and cannot follow on.
但是你没有放弃。
But you did not forsake us.
你一直是这样的引领。
And you continue to lead us.
但愿我们的主，你让我们灵里面能常常保持那个新鲜。
Lord, we pray that you will always keep our spirits fresh.
能和你中间没有间隔。
So that there would be no barrier between you and us.
借着紧密的交通，我们一直活在义人的路上，来直到见你的面。
That through intimate fellowship, we continue to go on the way of the righteous until we see you face to face.
我们仰望主。
Lord, we look unto you.
谢谢主，你会继续带领我们。
We thank thee, Lord, you continue to lead us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
起初开始读诗篇的时候，哎呀，我觉得好困难的。
When we first started into the book of Psalms, I felt it quite difficult.
150篇什么时候能读得了？
There are 150 Psalms when we would be done with it.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
时间是这样过去。
This is how time passed.
我们在主的话里头也是一步一步的给主带到我们该到的地步。
And in the word of the Lord, He leads us step by step until where we ought to be.
我们开始看到第四卷的时候，
When we get into book 4 of the Psalms,
我们就看到第四卷里头的那些话语，跟前面的一二三，表面上看来好像差不多。实际上面呢，我差很多。
We're able to see, though the words on the surface are similar to the first three books, but in reality, they are much different.
我们记得在第三卷以前，人在神面前受吸引的时候，就盼望能住在神的殿中。
We can see in the previous three books when man is drawn toward God, our desire is that we may dwell in the house of the Lord.
但是我们一再提过了。
But we have mentioned repeatedly.
人可以这样，在旧约的时候，人可以这样的渴慕。
In the Old Testament, man can long for this.
但是不管怎么样，他们没有条件 可以进到这个地步。
But regardless, man was not qualified in those days to enter into that condition.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
到了第四章第四卷的时候。
When we reach book 4 of the Psalms.
虽然还是在旧约里。
Though it is still in the Old Testament.
但神已经轻轻微微的点出了你们的前途是怎么样。
But lightly with traces, God has already pointed out what man's future lies ahead.
你们会怎么样才能走过这一段的路程
？How man would be able to go through this journey？
不要因着外面的一些困扰
，not because of some outward difficulties，
而忽略了神的心意，也有一个很迫切的等候要。成为你们的居所。
That we would not neglect the fact that God Himself also has very anxious, anxious longing to be our habitation.
不但成为你们的居所。
Not only our habitation.
还让你们也成为神的居所。
But likewise that we would also become His habitation. We thank the Lord.
因为到了第四卷的时候。
When we reach book four.
我们看到里面的内容。话语好像差不多，但实际是有一个非常大的转变。
We see though the words outwardly seem very similar, but there is a drastic change.
那我们看到神借着摩西
，We see that God through Moses，
在他的祷告的里头，首先表达了一件事情：神愿意做我们的居所。
Through the prayer of Moses, first God expresses to us the fact that He delights to be our habitation.
神说明了他世世代代都 愿意做我们的居所。
God has made it known that throughout all generations, He would be our dwelling place.
神说出那么大的话。
God has spoken such grand words.
那是因为他是万有的起头。
That is because He is the beginning of all.
他是从永远到永远的神。
And from everlasting to everlasting, He is God.
那么他所要做的事情没有任何的事物可以拦阻他。
And whatever he wants completed, nothing can hinder him.
虽然
even though,
从很久以前，撒旦就成了神的对头。
Even though long, long ago, Satan has made himself the adversary of God.
他的堕落也在以后的日子，把神所造的人也诡诈欺骗。蒙蔽的让他们也落到与神为敌的光景里。
Because of Satan's fall, even when, after creation of man through cunning and deceit, Satan has, blinded man to also fall into that same snare.
所以在摩西的祷告第四卷一开始摩西的那一个祷告就把过去的历史轻轻的给我们点明了出来。
So even in the prayer of Moses, Moses have lightly made that known through us, in his prayer.
一面是指出了神愿意做我们的居所。
On the one hand, it is pointed out that God delights to be our dwelling place.
另一面也指出人的愚昧，隔断了人和神的交通。
But also points out to us the fact that because of man's foolishness, that way has been severed.
那这样子你神怎么能成为人的居所呢
？If that be the case, then how can God become our habitation?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因着神自己的挽回和他预备的救赎的恩典。
It is because of God's own restoration that He reconciled us in the grace of His redemption.
没有任何的人事物所做的事情可以阻挡渴慕神的人回到神的家中。
And there is no man.Events or matter that can hinder those who long to be the habitation of God.
并且神也很清楚地在那里用他自己的话来说明了你们回到神的家。
God also used His own word to point out to man that we can return back to His house.
你们跟神就可以有了紧密的交通。
And we're able to have that intimate fellowship with Him.
当你们跟神有紧密的交通的时候
，And when we do have intimate fellowship with God，
感谢主
，We thank the Lord。
仇敌的权势虽然还在那里有活动
，Even though the enemy is still very active，
但神的挽回扶持和引导仍然叫我们活在神的纪念里。
Now, but yet in the restoration, the support and the guidance of God, we continue to live in His remembrance. So that in His grace, we are brought to the end.
所以感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
So, 进入第四卷以后,
after we enter into book four,
第一, 90篇, 91篇, 我们是这样走过去。
We have read through Psalm 90 and 91 in this way.
你就看到93, 92篇，那就很清楚地给我们指出安息的诗歌。
We're able to see very clearly then from 92 it says it is a psalm for the Sabbath day.
上礼拜二我们特别提过了这一点。
And last Tuesday we mentioned this point.
其实这一点不仅是92篇的那一个你说是内容也好，你说是神的恩典的发表也好。
Whether you say that is the content, the substance of Psalm 92 or the expression of God's grace,
他就给神的儿女们和当年是对神的百姓们。
In those days, it is toward the people of God.
你们怎么才能活在安息里呢？
How then are the people able to dwell in rest?
很清楚。
It is very clear.
神乐意你们这样做。
It pleases God for you to dwell in His rest.
但是你们有本分，要做好你们的那一份。
But yet, man, there's duty that lies with man.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你要进到安息。
In order for us to enter into rest,
你必须学会了一个功课。
We must learn this lesson.
这一功课是什么呢？
What is this lesson?
承认神伟大。
To acknowledge that God is supreme.
所以我们感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
从92篇一开始。
At the beginning of 92.
你才话语的那个内容就转了调了。
We can see the tune that is changed from that psalm.
从92篇一直下到幕后的150篇。
From Psalm 92 all the way in through Psalm 150.
虽然它里边所提的事情那个面比较广阔
even,
包括很多。
Even though the matters that are mentioned throughout these Psalms is very broad, that has many matters that are numbered.
但是不管那一个包括的事情是有多少。
But regardless how many matters that is mentioned.
有一个中心点就给指出来了。
And there is a central thought that is expressed.
你特别留意到从92篇开始一直到末了。
We take note that starting from Psalm 92 to the end,
神不住地向人说出一件事情。
God continues to speak to man concerning this matter.
你们要歌颂神。
That you must praise God.
你们要称赞神。
And you must give thanks unto him.
你们要学习做一个敬拜神的人。
We must learn to be one who is a worshipper.
我们实在感谢我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
我们上次到92篇的末了的时候，我们开始提到这样的事。
Now last time at the end of Psalm 92, we mentioned this point.
但是问题在这里。
But here's the issue.
我们都知道要歌颂神。
We know that we ought to praise him.
我们都乐意做一个顺服神的人。
We are very willing to be one who submits to him to accept his authority.
在接受主的权柄这一点上。
Upon this point of accepting his authority,
神有一些时候领我们经过一些困扰。
At time, God will lead us through some trouble.
但是因为我看准了神的主权。
Because I've seen accurately His sovereignty.
我们认识到神是怎样的一位神。
And we come to know how He is.
他是永远到永远的神。
And He is God from everlasting to everlasting.
人和他的关系，不管你这个结果是怎么样，都是永远的。
Man's relationship with God, regardless of what the result may be, it is an eternal one.
你可以永远的在神的纪念里。
We can always be in the eternal remembrance of God.
但是你也可以选择自己的路，很舒畅的， 但是结果走到永远的死亡里。
At the same time, we can choose our own path. It may seem very comfortable unto us, but that leads to destruction.
但是我们感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
那么我们看到这个整个大的场，面来注意的时候，
when we're able to view this in such a broad view to take note of this,
我们很清楚看见神给我们留意到，你凭什么可以永远的活在神的面前，讨神的喜悦。
Very clearly then, God will show us that we would be able to see how we're able to live in the eternal remembrance of God.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
一开始他就说，
At the beginning it says,
你们要做一个赞美神的人。
Now be one who praises God.
我们感谢主。
Now we thank the Lord.
你要赞美神。
Now we must praise God.
如果神给我们那个引导，从开始到末了都是各种各样的祝福堆在我们身上的。
If the guidance of God even from the beginning continue to heap grace upon grace, blessing to us.
那你说你要我们不感谢赞美神呢，你说我们也受不了。
Then it is very natural, reasonable for us to praise God because of all his blessing.
但弟兄姊妹，我们已经留意过了。
But brothers and sisters, we also mentioned.
整个诗篇里面可以说是属灵征战的进行。
Throughout the Psalms we have mentioned, we can put it this way, it is the battle that continues to go on.
当我们要跟随主的时候，
When we desire to follow the Lord,
撒旦的阻挡就各方各面的来给我们骚扰。
The disturbances, hindrance from Satan comes to us from all angles.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
当撒旦兴起各种各样的骚扰的时候，
When Satan does raise up all these disturbances,
神还是对属神的人说，
Yet God still speaks to those who belong to him,
你们要感谢赞美神，
Praise and thank God,
因为神是至高者，
For he is the most high,
你们要用尽你们所能做的来高举他，
And use all that you can to show forth to exalt him,
白天你要述说他，
And to sing in the morning,
晚上你要传扬他，
And that you must sing of him in the night,
因为神所做的工在我们的身上是按照他的定义一步一步的领我们到往前去，
For his work throughout leads us forward,
我们感谢我们的神，
We praise our God.
好了，我们今天晚上从93篇再接上来。
So tonight we'll continue on with Psalm 93.
当神要求我们做一个敬拜神的人的时候，
When God requires that we be one who worships him,
你真的要学习，
Then we must learn.
那你必须要先走过这一个考验。
We must first go through this trial.
什么考验？
What is that trial?
仍然是回到很基本我们所注意到那个事情，
is,
你怎么认识神？
It is still throughout that very basic lesson is how do we come to know God?
你认识神到一个什么的地步？
To what point do we know God?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
如果说神是我们的救主，
If we say that God is our Savior,
没有一个人反对，
No one will object to this.
我们都很喜欢，
We delight in that.
神是我们的救主，
Yes, indeed, he is our Savior.
我们有任何的难处，他都领我们过去，
And whenever we have a hardship, he saves us, he delivers us
through. 但是我们已经说过了，
But we also said,
这条属灵的路根本就是一个征战的路，
The spiritual path is a journey of battle.
既然是有征战的话，
If there is battle,
你就不可能天天看见祝福。
We cannot always see blessing every day.
但事实上我们还是在祝福里。
Yet, the reality is we still are in blessing.
不过不是明显的祝福。
It is not a very clear evident blessing.
而是隐藏的祝福。
It is a blessing that is hidden.
神叫我们遇到难处，
When God allows us to encounter hardship,
从外面来看我们失去了神的纪念了。
Outwardly, seems like we have lost the remembrance of God.
如果神纪念我们的话， 有什么样的难处可以发生在我们身上?
We would think if God remember us, there's no hardship will befall us.
但是我们遇到难处了。
But we are in hardship.
神好像又静默在那里没声。
And it seems as if God is silent and no response.
我们心思就起混乱了。
Then in our heart, in our mind, we doubt and confused.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主是一步一步领我们往前走。
The Lord leads us step by step forward.
经过了许许多多的难处, 我们从低谷爬到高山。
Through much trouble and hardship from the valley, we are on the high place.
那就引出了93篇。
And then this leads us to Psalm 93.
93篇很短。
Psalm 93 is rather short.
不过不是最短。
But it's not the shortest.
但是最这个 短短的字句的里头,
but in these very short verses,
神确定了一件事情, God, 是非常严肃的,
God confirms this very solemn matter.
刚才我特别和弟兄姊妹们提,
I especially mentioned with brothers and sisters,
我们信主到如今, 我们对主的认识,
We believe in the Lord for so long, what is our understanding of the Lord? What is our relationship with Him?
我们可以接受, 神是一切,
we're able,
丰富的供应,
we're able to accept the fact that He is the source of all abundance.
我们也承认我们实在在神面前蒙了恩典,
and we can acknowledge the fact indeed we've been blessed with grace in His presence.
在救恩这方面, 我们亲自经历到怎么从黑暗里边出来,
In the matter of salvation, it is our personal experience how we've been delivered from darkness into light.
怎样从那个心思上不住的受捆绑，灵里面是不住的感觉受压制，脱离出来，而到神的面前去享用神对我们的释放。
In our heart, we have been bounded, and also in our spirit, we have been oppressed, but we also personally experience how He delivered us into that freedom, into that liberty.
我们走过这些上上下下的事情的时候,
now, we have gone through all these experiences, ups and downs.
我们被带到一个什么地步呢?
What is the condition we have been brought to?
92篇就给我们一个非常有意思的
The psalm then gives us a very meaningful fellowship into this experience.
上面是神说,我要叫你们安息,
and previously, God tells us, I'm to give you rest.
我要叫你们在一切难处里头都能脱离过来,
I am to deliver you from all this hardship and trouble.
那在我们的心思里,
so then in our thoughts,
那我们怎么看神?
How do we view God?
那在诗篇92篇以前,
now before Psalm 92,
你看到了,每一个人提到神在我们身上的时候就说什么话呢?
We're able to see then each time we make mention of God, what are the words we express?
神是我的山寨,
God is my fortress.
神是我的拯救,
and He is my deliverance.
神是我们的,一下又忘掉了,很难。 记不起了,反正弟兄姐妹你记得,神说到我们的山寨,我们的盾牌,我们的拯救,我们的依靠,那都在这一方面。
So, brothers and sisters, you recall, God says, we say that God is our fortress, our high place, our refuge, our buckler. And very simply put,
神就是成为一个你依靠的人。
God has become one whom we can trust and lean on.
但是我们跟神的关系是不是就是停在这个点上呢?
But is that merely the relationship that we have with God remaining on that point?
那到了93篇,
in Psalm 93,
我们所灵的学习是一步一步被提高到一个点了。
Our spiritual learning has been lifted point by point and higher and higher.
现在神说你们要歌颂神,
and so now God says you must praise God,
你们要称赞神,
and you must give thanks to Him.
我们就会问了,
then we must ask,
他作为我们的救主，我们称赞他。
He is our Savior, we praise him.
非常合理。
And that is very reasonable.
但是弟兄姊妹，你注意。
But brothers and sisters, take note.
主不是说因为我是你的救主，所以你要称赞我。
God did not say because you praise me, not because I am your Savior.
那神凭什么要我们去称赞他
？So then, on what basis that God demands our praise?
93篇开始，他就给我们。很清楚地说明了。
Psalm 93 begins to tell us very clearly.
耶和华作王。
The Lord reigneth.
耶和华作王。
The Lord reigneth.
那就说出了一切的权柄都在他的手里。
That speaks of the fact all authority is in his hand.
因为他是王。
Because he is king.
那你来到他的面前。
So when we come in his presence.
你要留意到他的心思是什么
？Take note what his heart is.
你要留意到他要做的是什么
？Take note what he delights to have done.
你要留意到他做工的方法是怎么样
？Pay attention to the way of his work.
他要把那个结果做到一个什么地方才算为成功
？What is the condition that his work will be considered complete？
那这弟兄姊妹，这个事情听起来好舒服。
Now, brothers and sisters, this seems very easy to hear.
那实际你让这个事情在我们身上给学习到，那非常不简单。
But this is not an easy lesson for us to learn practically.
他是王
，He reigneth.
他是至高的权柄
，And he is the highest authority.
在他以上没有。没有，再没有什么权柄。
And there's no other authority above him.
一切被造的我不服在他的权柄的底下。
And all creation must submit under his authority.
当然我们是被造的人，也当然是服在他的底下。
Of course, for man who is created, we must submit under his authority.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他把事实说出来就是那么简单。
It is simply put in that way.
但是我们实际要跟上去的时候，我们有太多的复杂。
But practically for us to follow on to this fact is very complicated for us.
有许多的软弱和愚昧。
There is much weakness and foolishness.
那甚至有些时候我们对自己都失望了。
Even at times that we are disappointed in ourselves.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
神不仅是说他是王。
God not only says that he reigns.
他还说出。
He also states how he is king.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你留意到。
Take note.
93篇一直下去的时候。
Continuing on from Psalm 93.
就说出他为什么是王。
Speaks of the fact why he is king.
都是说到神的性情那一方面。
It all speaks of his nature.
神的威严。
His majesty.
神的能力
His power
他就用着他的威严和他的能力
It is with his majesty and his might
来管理着他所造的一切
That governs all of his creation
当然这里面就包括一个更很隐藏的事实在哪里
Of course, there is a hidden truth in all of these.
什么呢
What is that?
神是无限的智慧
That he is the infinite wisdom.
我们实在感谢主
Indeed, we thank our Lord.
我们从乾坤弟兄的交通里头我们稍微领略得到
From our brother,
神的那一个能力和心思是如何的高
From our brother Paul Chin's sharing, we have somewhat of an understanding just how powerful and how wise our mind of our Lord is.
他做出的事是何等的美。
And how beautiful are his works.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
那现在93篇就很简单的就说出几件事。
So Psalm 93 simply states these few facts.
神怎么是作王呢
How does God reign?
他就说到神的表现。
It says how he is manifested.
他以威严为一。
He is clothed with majesty.
你遇见神的时候。
When we encounter God.
你很自然就碰到一个威严的那一种实际 从神身上发表出来。
Very naturally, we're able to encounter that majesty that is expressed from God.
你看到神，遇见神的时候
，When we encounter God,
你认识他
，We know Him.
你经历过他
，We experience Him.
从你心里头很自然就发出对神的敬畏。
From our heart, very naturally comes forth reverence.
但是你对神那个敬畏一显出来的时候。
And when that reverence is expressed,
很自然的，你有意无意的觉得神是很有威严的。
Very naturally, whether consciously or subconsciously, we feel the majesty that is there.
接上去的时候
，when we want to draw close to God,
很深的去经历他的引导、带领、扶持，是非常非常的实际。而又做了一切的供应。
We're able to see how He leads us, guides us, supports us. Not only does He lead us that way, but He also is the provision.
因为他不是只是有一个威严的那种发表。
Because not only does He express the majesty there,
更明显的一件事情，他的能力是无限的。
Even more evidently, His power is infinite.
如果我们一看到神的能力是无限的
，When we're able to realize how infinite His power is,
我们就有条件、有资格，上一切阻挡我们靠近神的人事物说不。
If we realize, come to know how powerful, mighty our God is, then we're able to, with confidence, say to any man, events, or matters, no.
啊，我们感谢神。
We thank God.
这里说到神是那样一个智慧、有能力。
It speaks of the fact how mighty and how wise our God is.
可以统管万有的。
That He is able to reign over all.
如果神受说了他在这一方面的发表。
If God was to hide His manifestation in this way,
你就看到一件事。
We'll discover one thing.
地就混乱了。
There would be chaos in this world.
也就是世界就混乱了。
That there would be chaos in this world.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这一个事情在我们的生活和我们所接触到的历史和一些，你可以说是前途。
We're able to see these example in our own life, in history, and in our future even.
啊，都是叫我们放不下心的。
When we see if God were to hide Himself, then we will have no confidence ahead.
为什么是这样呢
？You question, then why is that the case?
因为能力权柄丰富。全都在主手里。
Now that is because power, abundance, riches, all is in His hand.
他要发表他自己这一方面的表达的时候。
If He were to express Himself in this manner,
就什么难处都发生不来。
There would be no difficulty whatsoever.
如果神没有让他的权柄能力丰富发表出来。
If God does not express His power, His authority, His riches,
弟兄姊妹，你就看到全地都是困难。
Then, brothers and sisters, we would see chaos, difficulty throughout the world.
啊，为什么会是这样呢
？Why is that?
我想有一个非常简单的答案可以指出这个问题来。
I think there would be a very simple answer that will clear this for us.
如果你是在一个无限的环境的里头
，If we were in a situation where there's unlimited matter，
不会有什么难处的。
There would be no hardship at all。
因为它是无限的丰富。
Because there's unlimited abundance。
你缺乏这样就到这里了。
When we lack something, we'll go and get it。
你缺乏那样你就到那里了。
And when we lack something else, we can go there and get it。
你完全满足你可以满足你自己。
Now we can be satisfied in that unlimited condition.
但是一个很严肃的问题。
But a very solemn issue.
我们活在这一个地。
When we live in this land.
甚至是我们所活在这个宇宙。
Or that we live in this universe.
好像对我们来说它好大。
It seems like it is so vast to us.
但对神来说它是很小。
But to God, that is so insignificant.
但是对人的能享用的来说呢？
But as far as what man is able to enjoy,
也是很小。
It is also very small.
那所以我们很简单的用一句话来说。
So in a very simple explanation,
地为什么会混乱？
Why was the world empty and void?
人和人中间的关系为什么是这样差了？
Now why is there such a terrible relationship between man?
一个很严肃的问题在这里。
A very solemn issue lies there.
你要在一个有限的环境的里头要满足所有的人的需要的时候。
When you're in a very confined, limited condition, but you want to satisfy every single person.
一定发生难处。
Surely there will be difficulty, hardship.
最简单，我们心思里就有一个意念。
A very simple thought that will pop up.
这是很普遍的，现在全世界里头都可以给我们看到。
And we can see out this in common throughout the world.
为什么你有？
Why is it that you have something?
我没有。
And I do not.
为什么你可以？
Why is it that you could?
我不可以。
And I cannot.
你能的我就能。
If you're able, I should be able to.
你有的我就要有。
If you have, I ought to have.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这个。
Brothers and sisters, you see this.
你在有限的里头要寻求无限。
If in a very limited, finite condition, you want to enjoy infinite amount.
实际是做不到的。
It is in fact impossible.
但是现在弟兄姊妹，你看，现在最流行的那一种人的心思是什么
？But brothers and sisters, you can see what is very trendy now.
平权。
That is to be equal.
因为你是人，我是人。
Because we are all human.
你可以这样，我也可以这样。
If you can do this, so can I.
不是说你可以多拿一些，我是没条件拿。
It is not that you are qualified to take more and I cannot.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意到现在地上的人。
So brothers and sisters, you see man throughout.
所表达出来的都是这样的事情。
This is the condition which we manifest.
用有限去供应无限，这个是没条件的。
To use what is limited, finite, to supply infinite, unlimited amount, that's impossible.
他回来以前地上所发生的问题，特别是说到在人中间的那个范围，你都看到那件事。
So the Lord says of the condition before he returns, especially the relationship between man throughout this world.
尤其是我们现在到了这个主派道的时候的那一段时间。
Especially during the times we live in, which is so near to the Lord's return.
你看到一件事情
，We're able to see
人和人中间的不和谐。
The discord between men，
国与国不中间的不和谐
，And the discord between nations，
民族和民族之间的不和谐
，And nations against nation， people against people。
你正更看见
，Even more so we see
政治人物的不都一样。
It is all the same with all the political figures in power.
最近弟兄姊妹，我们有了一个新总统。
Now recently we have a new president.
那你看到这个新总统很有意思了。
You see it's so interesting in his action.
一部分都在那里说，我不承认你是总统。
And there is a vast group that says, I do not acknowledge you, not my president.
另外一部分人在那里说，你真好，你可以改变。现在这个现状。
And there's another group that says, oh, you're great that you can change the condition which we had.
弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Brothers and sisters,
这个事情发生在什么地方？
Where does this take place?
发生在硕士在民主走在最前头的国家里。
It is happening in a nation in this world that seems should be ahead of all the other nations.
那你说民主？什么叫做民族
？So when you say the people, then what do you consider as the people, the race?
那就简单的话来说。
Then simply put,
大家都有份在哪里负责
？That it says all of us should take part in this.
不同的意见可以寻求相同的。
So even though we have different opinions, we can get to the same ground.
但是如果不同的意见呢
？But if we have different opinions.
少数要服从多数。
Then the minority have to subject themselves to the majority.
我们看报纸的时候很容易就发笑。
Now when we read the newspaper, then we can just laughed at this.
这个总统不是你们这种选票选出来的。
Is this not the president that won by vote?
按照规矩来说呢，少数服从多数，你没有让他得着那一个的资格，那你也没有资格去否定他那个资格。
So if you are in the minority and he is voted as president, then we are not qualified to say he is not qualified.
但是你看现在的光景就不是这样。
But we can see that it's not the condition now.
今天这里反总统，那里的反总统，我不管谁对谁不对。
And the various places, there is the objection to this is not my president, but regardless of who may be right, who may be wrong.
我是说
But what I'm saying is,
人是活在自己的倾向里。
If man only lives in their own inclination, what they like,
无论从物质
whether from material,
社会的地位
in social position,
生活的供应
in how their livelihood, living standard is,
都发生难处的。
There is difficult throughout all those levels, but we thank the Lord.
诗篇那里就说出这样的一个话。
The Psalms tells us,
这个话隐藏的在这里引到国度和新天新地。
These words are hidden throughout the Psalms here into the kingdom, into the new heaven and new earth.
这个很有意思，我们慢慢开下去的时候我们再点它。
This is very meaningful. So when we get to those places, we'll point it out.
就是上篇很清楚就指出一件事。
Psalm 93 clearly points it out.
耶和华作王。
The Lord reigns.
就怎么样呢？
How?
弟兄姊妹注意第一二三。就是第一节的末了
The end of verse 1
神以他的庄严为一以他的能力为一
He is clothed with majesty The Lord is clothed with strength
以他的能力束腰留意接上去那句话
Wherewith
世界就坚定不得动摇
Wherewith he hath girded himself, take note, then the result is the world also is established that it cannot be moved.
这就是好大的事情。
This is indeed a great matter.
你说要到什么时候世界就不动摇了？
You say, when will the world not be moved, not shaken?
世界再没有人欺负人的事呢？
That in this world, no longer would man take advantage of others.
人都满足于在他们所生活的环境里呢
？That man would be content, satisfied in their living condition.
在现在这个光景里，永远达不到目的。
In the current condition which we live in, that will never be a possibility.
那要等到什么时候呢
？Then at what time would this come about?
耶和华作王。
When the Lord reigneth.
你能够让耶和华作王？
When the Lord reigneth.
全地的人都不接受耶和华作王。
And when the whole world accepts the fact that the Lord reigneth.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你就看到这个情势是完全转过来。
We're able to see then this condition is completely turned around.
因为是到了有限去接受无限。
Because in that condition then it is the limited, the finite receiving the provision from the infinite from which is unlimited.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
所以你看到到第二节的时候他就说出一个很荣耀很实际的事物。
So in verse 2,
事实来。
It tells us a very sure fact, a very glorious fact.
人都在那里承认
And when man acknowledged
her, 神啊你的宝座从太初就立定
That God, your throne is established of old
从亘古就有
Thou art from everlasting
其实我已经跟弟兄姊妹提过了
In fact, we mentioned with brothers and sisters
用这两个由时间性的表达的词来说到神自己是不太合宜的。
When we try to use phrases that depict time to try to express God, it is not very appropriate.
因为在时间没有发生以前， 神就是一切。
That is because even before time itself existed, God is all and in all.
时间出现了以后，神仍然是一切。
And even when time came about because of God, He is still all.
我们实在感谢我们的神。
Indeed, we thank our God.
但是当他一说到这件事的时候，
But when God mentions this fact,
世界就坚定不得动摇。
That the world is established and cannot be moved. Why?
因为你的宝座是从永远到永远。
Because your throne is established of old and you are everlasting.
你永远是这个存在的这个人吃不透的那个宇宙里头，你是首先的。
And from that everlasting that you are unfathomable and that you are first throughout the universe.
然后底下就说了一件事情。
And then later on it continues.
什么事情呢？
What is that?
他说
He says,
大水发起。
The floods have lifted up.
大水发生。
The floods have lifted up their voice.
波浪澎湃。
The floods lift up their waves.
耶和华在高处大有能力。
The Lord on high is mightier
胜过诸水的响声
than the noise of many waters.
洋海的大浪
Yea, than the mighty waves of the waves.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道
Brothers and sisters,
你读到这一个话的时候心里有什么感觉
I don't know what your feeling is, your thought is when you read these words.
神的能力是怎样显出来
Here it expressed to us how his power is manifested.
但是我们读出来的时候是你读到什么地方去
But when you read it, where does it take you?
我们如果是敏感一点的
If we're more sensitive,
你会想到挪亚的事
Then perhaps you think of the matter of Noah
哎呀挪亚的日子神用水来毁灭了全地
That in the days of Noah God used the flood to destroy this world
你注意在这里特别提的是提水出了问题
And so brothers and sisters here it especially points out the fact that there is an issue a problem with the water the floods
哎呀水呀哎呀多厉害的那个形象
You're able
把全地都淹了
to see the illustration the picture of the flood the water how powerful it is that it has overcome the entire world
现在神说
But God says here
当神的国度显出神作王的事实表清楚地摆出来的时候一切的水的动作都要浮在他的权柄上
But it is told to us that when his kingdom appear the fact that his reigneth appears then all the mighty floods and waters would be ceased
我们读希伯来书的时候就很清楚了解到那一点
When we read Hebrews, clearly we can see this point.
神不单是创造万有
That not only is the creator of all,
他也管理着万有
But he is also who governs over all.
这个就和这里的话所说的是相称起来
And so that matches what is spoken here.
我想弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
我们住在加州的人
When we live in California,
这几年上来都受了水一些的限制
We're limited by this matter with water
虽然并没有拿到挪亚当时的日子
Even though we are not in the condition of the days of Noah
但是给你困扰也困扰得很有意思
But with the recent floods it troubles us
这个晚饭前我看新闻
Just a couple of days I saw the news I didn't think about this.
San Jose 水淹了。
There's flooding in San Jose.
那的汽车都淹到半身。
And there's flooding that the cars would be almost covered.
人都那个水都淹过膝盖。
And the water is up to our knees.
那说救援的人就去把那一个大地区里头的老人、孩子、中年人什么都好。就用橡皮艇来救他们脱离那一个灾祸。
Those who are doing the rescues, they would use the paddles, the boats to rescue the young and the old and everyone who needs help.
矮一点的屋子，那水差不到屋顶。
Houses which may be on lower ground, they're almost covered to the rooftop.
你有想过，先不睡，怎么会？给水淹的那么厉害
Brothers and sisters, how would you consider that there would be so much flooding going on in San Jose?
当然我们知道这有许多的许多的情形。
Of course, we realize there are much different factors situation.
人就以为说下水道不太通畅啦，或是什么什么什么了。
A man would say, "Oh, because the gutters all backed up, and so that's the water cannot flow."
但是最重要的问题在哪里？
But what is the most important issue?
雨下的太多。
There's much too much rain.
不，就以湾区来说，那个水务局发表的呢，有一些地区，那个雨量一年等于过去两三年的雨量。
And the water department will tell us in certain areas the water level, the rainfall is 1 year is over 2 or 3 years capacity.
你说为什么会有这样的心情？
And you say why would this phenomenon take place?
当然现在的解释就是说。
Of course, the reason now they would explain.
天空的气流转变。
Oh, the atmosphere has changed.
现在呢就是有一个所谓那个大气流。转到在这全地都蛮大的有一个运行的轨道转变。
And so there's the circulation, the change in the atmosphere, the pressures, and this is the cycle. So now it brought so much rain.
你一流到这样这一个点的时候。
When we take note of this point.
你就说是加州是水灾是干旱。
You say, well, there's a famine in California.
世界在其他许多地方也是就是水灾。
And there are other places that are flooding.
好像在这里说的那个水澎湃了怎么样怎么样了。
Perhaps it's like the description here where the waves are mighty and the noise of many waters.
神说神要叫这一些水所引起的波浪。
God says he will put a cease, an end to all the mighty waves.
我刚才提到那个问题
The issue I just mentioned.
就牵涉到水不再成为问题但是也不能说它不是问题
When I point out the fact that the waters are no longer an issue or problem, but does not mean they cannot be a problem.
但现在你说是因为气流的运转 那个轨道变了所以那个地上的那个水又好像很活跃很泡消了。
Well, perhaps you say because of the pressure in the atmosphere and the cycle that it is in, there's much rainfall and there's much water pouring.
这里就引出一个问题来。
But then there's the issue.
水有那种大的能力来运动那个空间的气流。
Who has such might, such power to control the weather, the atmosphere?
没有任何一个人有这个条件。
No one has such might disqualified have with this power.
但是他是那个气流运转是改变了。
But yes, even though there may be a change in the atmosphere, the pressure is changing.
他总有一个原因让他发生这些改变。
Nevertheless, there is a reason for the change.
谁管到这件事
And who governs over such things?
感谢主
We thank the Lord.
神说
God says,
我管的
It is I.
但是我们就要问了
Then we must ask.
神啊，那你为什么现在做这个事
Why then, God, would you do such a thing?
你不做这个事行不行
Can you not do this?
我有一个感觉
I would have this thought.
因为那个是跟神和挪亚之间的一些历史上出现的原因。
Now this is a reason between God and Noah and what has appeared in history previously.
挪亚的洪水过了以后。
After the flood of Noah.
神跟挪亚立约。
God made a covenant with Noah.
他说。
He said.
从今以后我不再用水来毁灭世界。
From now on, God will not use the water, the flood, to destroy this world.
怎么样可以给你有这样的一个信心呢
？How can we be assured of this？
神说：“我把虹照在天上，你看这些虹，你就知道神不会再用水来毁灭这个世界。
”God will set the bow in the heavens, and so when we see the rainbow, we know that God has promised He will not destroy this world with water again.
弟兄姊妹，你必须注意，神说不毁灭这个世界。
But brothers and sisters, take note when he says he will not destroy this world.
但是他没有说 我不再用水来叫你们想起你们该怎么来活在地上。
He would not use water to destroy this world again, but he may use the water to remind us how we ought to live before him.
但是现在我们就看到各处都发生水的问题，不是旱就是禁。
So what we can see throughout the world, there's either this issue with water, either drought or flood.
那弟兄姊妹们，这就引我们去注意到。
Then brothers and sisters, such things ought
现在发生这样的这特别的事情。
To remind us to pay attention.
有什么意思在这？
What is the meaning behind such things?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这是主给的一个符号。
This is a reminder, a signal which the Lord gives us.
主说到不再用水灭地，但是不等于说神不再用水来做一个警号，来提醒弟兄姊妹们，你要注意先进是什么时候。
Even though God promised not to destroy the world with water again, He did not say He would not use water to be a reminder, a warning, a signal to us what time it is now.
是天空的气流也好，
whether you say it is the pressure in the atmosphere,
地上的水水和海洋的波浪也好，
or the waves of the ocean,
他们都是神的管理。
They're all under the sovereignty of God.
但神让一些不寻常的事情发生，
and when He allows for phenomena to take place that is not normal,
不寻常的事情 it 就快要来，
should warn us that there are abnormal things that are happening.
我不知道弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
你有没有留意到，
if we have taken note,
万福主再来的事情在旧约里头有没有提到？
Concerning the matters of the Lord's return, if it is mentioned in the Old Testament,
我们平常很容易就漏掉这个事情。
Normally, we will forget, neglect this very easily.
主再来是我们的事了。
We think that, well, the Lord's return is our business, nothing to do with the old covenant. But we thank the Lord.
但我们读到这连这几篇诗篇的时候，
when we read these psalms, these successive psalms,
你非常清楚地看见，
very clearly we see,
主说到我回来，
the Lord speaks, I will return,
或者说别人替主说主回来，
others will proclaim the Lord shall come,
不在这一篇，
not this psalm,
底下那两三篇，
and the psalms to come as we read.
那弟兄姊妹们，你就看到一件事，
so brothers and sisters, we can see that
神要求人学习进到安息里。
When God is teaching man to learn to enter into rest, when you truly learn to enter into rest, we must first learn to submit well under His authority. Now, how do we come to know His authority?
神的权柄在历史上一直到现在，给我们人接触了很多。
Throughout man's history, God has shown us much of His authority.
但是人有没有遇到主的权柄呢？
But did man encounter that concerning His authority?
这就是一个大难处。
That is a great difficulty.
但是感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
93篇是那么短短的几节经文。
Psalm 93 is very rather short.
他说，
He says,
如我耶和华作王，
The Lord reigneth.
他地世界就坚定不得动摇。
The world also is established and that it cannot be moved.
现在我们又接着要往前面去看了。
Now we'll continue to read on.
主我有那么大的权柄和能力。
Does he have such great might and power?
他怎么来执行？
How does he execute this?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为一提到主怎么来执行，
When we mention how he executes,
这个就跟又不是个别人的问题。
It is not an individual matter.
又是在全地显出来的问题。
It is an issue that is manifested throughout the land.
我们的94篇一开始，
at the beginning of Psalm 94,
就说到神是怎样的一位神。
It speaks of how our God is.
耶和华。你是伸冤的神。
O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth.
神伸冤的神啊，求你发出光来审判世界的主啊，求你挺身而立，使骄傲人应得的报应。
O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself, lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud.
耶和华叫恶人夸胜要到几时呢？要到几时呢？他们，因为叨叨滔滔说，傲慢的话，一切做人的人都自己夸张。耶和华，他们强压你的百姓，苦害你的产业，他们杀死那寡妇和寄居的，又杀害孤儿，他们为什么有这个胆量呢？他们说，耶和华并不看见，雅各的神并不思念。
Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers in iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thy heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger and murder the fathers. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. That's why they're so bold.
这里一面是说到人在神面前那个不肯接受基督做王。
On the one hand, it speaks of the fact that man is not willing to have God reign.
同时也说出那些不以神为王的人，他们的心思是怎么样的心思。
It also points out to us those who do not acknowledge the Lord as King and what their thought is. So when we read on, brothers and sisters, very clearly we will know.
他们根本不以神为神。
They do not regard God as God.
当然他们以为神不是神，那要我接受他做王。
Of course, if they don't regard God as God, how would they accept him as king?
怎么可以我用那个不存在的事情来管理我？
If I do not regard him as God and he does not exist to me, why would I let him reign as king?
这是一般人的心思。
This is the thought of general people.
他们在地上为所欲为，怎么事情都做得出来？ 是根据这样的一个事实。 我不以神为神。
This is the reason why they do whatever they please, that they do not have regard for anything, because they do not regard God as God.
你们讲神，你们去讲去。
And if you want to preach about God, you go ahead.
我不以为神是真的是有这样的神。
And I do not regard God as true at all.
很有意思。
It's very meaningful here.
你往上读的时候,
when we read on, we'll see.
他们就说,
they will say,
如果神是神,
if God is God, so what? Because he cannot hear. And he cannot see and what's taking place in this world.
换句话来说,
in other words,
不管你说有神也好, 无神也好, 神根本的是没有作用的。
In other words, they're saying, regardless of what you say about God, whether he is true and real or not, he is of no significance to us.
这是地上的人向神的那一个悖逆顶撞越过越厉害的那一个原因。
And this is the reason for all the rebellion greater and greater in this world.
当然我们知道人所以有这样的光景背后是撒旦在那里的骚扰。
Of course, we realize man is in such a condition behind this is the adversary at work with his deceit and his cunning.
但是神在这里用两三句话回答人的愚昧。
Here God uses a few words to answer to man's foolishness.
你们以为神听不见?
And you think that God cannot hear.
你们以为神看不见?
And you think that God cannot see.
但是人家回答一个问题。
And so God answers.
那就牵连到说, 人从哪里来的问题?
Then this answer also connects with where does man come from?
虽然没有扯得那么深,
even though it's not going in depth,
但是神就用着神造人的这一个事情来提出两个问题。
But God uses the fact that he created man and brings forth these two issues.
你说神耳朵是听不见的。
And you say that God shall not hear.
那你回答。
So you answered.
能造耳朵给人的，他自己却听不见。
He that planted the ear, shall he not hear?
合理不合理？
Is that reasonable or not?
神造眼睛是看的，看事物的。
He that formeth the eye, shall he not see?
你们说神有眼睛也看不见东西。
And when you say that God shall not see,
弟兄姊妹们，这是很真的是很严肃的问题。
So brothers and sisters, this is a very solemn matter here.
我们觉得，如果我们在神面前能很实际的留意到，我们的生活环境、宇宙的存在的那个光景。
If we give some serious thought to our condition, the condition of our daily living, the condition in this universe.
上回前回弟兄交通的时候就说到，虽然他没有一个很实在的事物给你去实验来证实它，但是你能在你的观念和认识和经验里头，你知道神是怎样的。
Even though there is no practical matter we can do as an experiment to prove his existence, but from our concept, from our understanding, from all that surrounds us, from our experience, we know how our God is.
感谢主，94篇是说了很多话。
We thank the Lord. Psalm 94 speaks many words.
但是这许许多多的话是带出一个事实。
But all these words bring forth this fact.
这一个事实跟耶和华是王有关的。
This fact is connected with the fact that God, the Lord God reigneth.
什么是？
What is that?
神要审判世界。
That he will judge this world.
神要审判人。
That he will judge all men.
神要审判一切与神抵挡的势力。
And he will judge all that oppose him.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你说神有那么大的权柄吗？
And if one question, how does God have such great authority?
上面已经说了。
It already tells us.
神的宝座从最开始的时候，一直到最永远的时候，都是立定的。
His throne is established of old, and thou art from everlasting.
为什么能立定呢？
Why is it established?
94篇又说出那个原因来。
Psalm 94 also tells us that reason.
因为神的本性固然是如此。
Of course, it is God's own nature that is it.
但神给人的律法也是让人知道神是这样公正的一位神。
But even in the law which God gives, he shows man that he is just.
他对仰慕他的人，他的眼睛没有离开他们。
And his sight does not leave those who look unto him.
虽然有些时候我们碰到一些难处，心思里面有一点软弱退后。
And even though sometimes when we encounter some situation where in our heart, there is some weakness and we withdraw.
那是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
他经历了神的扶持和帮助。
When we experience God's support and His help.
所以17节那里。
So verse 17 there says,
若不是耶和华帮助我，我就住在直径之中了。我正说，我失了脚，耶和华，那时你的慈爱扶助我，我心里多忧多疑，你安慰我，就使我欢乐。
Unless the Lord have been my help, my soul have already dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, help me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul.
你注意到这个是那个祷告发表神心思的人所经历的诉说。
You can see this is the recounting, the expression of one who have experienced God in his prayer in this way.
我觉得叫我们心里头不得不佩服神的。
We must respect and submit to God in our heart.
是神允许我们经过难处。
That God himself allows for us to go through hardship.
但是神没有忽略他对我们的陪伴。
But he has never neglected his presence with us.
所以写94篇的人能说这个话。
So the psalmist of Psalm 94 can say,
若不是耶和华帮助我，我就住在直径之中了。
Unless the Lord have been my help, my soul have almost all the silence.
特别是底下那一个经历。
especially in the experiences that he mentioned.
我正说我失了脚，耶和华，那时你的慈爱扶着我。
When I said my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up at that time.
弟兄姊妹，你看这句话，你知道，这个人是说出他。
So brothers and sisters, you can see this is a recounting of this person's experience.
你注意到了那时，你就知道他所现在所说的是他从前所经过的。
It is that timely help. So it is what he has experienced during those times.
不仅是这样。
Not only that.
我心里多忧多疑。你安慰我，就使我欢乐。
When in the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul.
这是不是我们经常会发生的一些心思上的难处呢？
Brothers and sisters, is this often the times when there's trouble in our heart?
我们是很多疑的人。
And we are those who are very doubtful all the time.
我们很多心思的人。
And we have many complex thoughts.
碰到难处的时候，我们不是很快的就给把我们带到神面前。
And when we encounter hardship, we do not quickly come before God.
我们先是在那里考虑，我用什么办法来应付它？我用什么事情来解决它
？First, we always see, well, what can I do? How can I solve this? What can I do to take care of this?
但是我们的经历就是，你用尽什么方法？是不行就是不行。
But at the end, our experience has always been, no matter how we try, what method we use, we just cannot do it.
我们落到这些光景里头怎么办？
And when we're in this condition, what do we do?
感谢神。
We thank God.
经历过来的人就说。
And those who have experience say,
我多忧多疑的时候，你安慰我。
When in the multitude of my thoughts within me, you comfort me, and you delight my soul.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这就是神宣告他要做王的时候，如果有人问起，你根据什么做王？
This is because God declares he reigns. And when we question, well, how can you reign?
我想，如果用简单的话来说，就不必说那么许多的话。
I think if we use simple words, we do not have to expound on it.
那神就是说，我根据我的所做。
God says, according to what I do.
和你所经历过的我的所事。
And what you have experienced of who I am.
你还不服下来说我是王吗？
Would you not submit to the fact that indeed I am king?
弟兄姊妹，我们一说到属灵的事情，
Brothers and sisters, when we speak of spiritual matters,
我们一直在那里说，说那些话是简单。
We again repeat that if we say those words, it is easy.
活在那些话里头是不太简单。
But when we live in the midst of them, it is not simple at all.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你说这在94篇一直读到底，看到末了的时候。
So when we continue on and finish Psalm 94,
你很清楚看到一件事。
Very easily we'll see.
拣选神的人不一定走平安的路。
Those who choose God may not be on a smooth path.
但是拣选神的人，神的扶持和神的怜爱一直陪着他们走到事情的完结。
Nevertheless, those who choose God, His help and His mercy will continue to be with them and support them till the end.
因为罪末了就说到神的审判一显出来的时候。
Because it continues to tell us when His judgment comes forth.
神就说一切制造难处的人他们都要在神的审判的底下来给追讨。
Those who create hardship, they will be chastened after under God's judgment.
很严肃的。
It's very solemn.
是说到耶和华真实作王的时候。
When in reality, God truly reigns.
你留意神说了一句什么话。
You see what God says.
他们他要剪除他们，耶和华我们的神要把他们剪除。
Our Lord shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
什么时候神会做这样的事呢？
And when is it will God do this?
他做王的时候。
When he reigns.
你提到做王的时候。
And when we say he reigns.
那就是说到国度。
Speaks of the appearance of the kingdom.
在旧约里面，他们只是看到那个国度的显现。
in the Old Testament, they only see the appearance of the kingdom.
所以没有办法往前看得更多。
So they cannot go forward to see even more.
但是很有意思。
But very meaningful.
他说完了怎么处理那些 恶人以外,
when God tells us how he will cut off the wicked,
上面那几篇就说到他, 他怎么带领属他的人,寻求他的人。
Then he continues on to tell us how he will lead those who seek him to follow him.
我本来以为今天我们可以读到98篇,结果到这里为止了。
I thought that perhaps we can continue on to Psalm 97 tonight, but we may end soon.
但是我特别提给弟兄姊妹们, 在底下这几篇, 特别说到主回来,
but I must point out to brothers and sisters in the upcoming Psalm,
我要弟兄姊妹留意的, 不是这句话,
it especially take note of the Lord's return, but take note of these.
是这句话里面所指出的那个事实,
not the words itself, but the fact that is spoken of from these words.
主回来,
the Lord will return.
或者说他来了,
he returneth.
那就说出什么?
What does that speak of?
前面所说这许许多多的事情, 是神要做的。
All the Psalms ahead tells us what God is to do.
特别是在神的审判,
especially concerning the execution of his judgment.
然后在幕后, 下礼拜我们再看的, 我们是他草场上的羊, 是怎么死, 怎么是他的羊?
Especially next week when we say that we are the sheep of his pasture. Well, how are we the sheep of his pasture?
那这事情都是牵连到国度里头的事。
Because all of these matters concern the kingdom.
那么然后在96、97、98都说到主来了。
And so in Psalms 96, 97 and 98, it speaks of the fact that he returneth, he cometh.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
从这件事这边一开始, 神一直把我们带到那个救赎的那个积极的那一方面,
and these,
来流行。
Psalm, the book 4 of the Psalms, it really leads us into the active, the positive aspect of his return.
前面是救赎的恩典,
previous to that is the grace of his redemption.
怎么我们从罪和死亡里头给救出来,
how we are delivered from sin and death,
怎么脱离罪的捆绑和限制,
how are we delivered from the bondage of sin and death.
现在到了第四卷的时候呢,
so now in book 4,
神是领着我们往前走了,
God leads us onward forward.
走到什么地方呢?
Where does he lead us?
走到进入,
We are now brought to enter into his fullness.
我们感谢神,
we thank our God.
虽然我们今天晚上接不上第95篇,
even though tonight we will not continue on with Psalm 95,
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
不过我提弟兄姊妹, 你在预备来的时候, 你特别留意, 95, 96,
but take note, brothers and sisters, next time when we prepare for 95, 97,
一直到98,
until Psalm 98,
都提到一件事,
all mentions of this matter.
你们要歌唱,
we must sing.
唱什么歌?
What do we sing?
唱新歌,
we sing a new song.
什么是新歌呢?
What is that new song?
我想弟兄姊妹已经有点印象了。
Well, I'm sure brothers and sisters have this impression.
读到它的时候我们再细细地看一看。
So when we get to that point, we'll look into detail.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
因为他是拯救了我们,就负我们的责任,把我们带到完全地步的神。
That is because he has delivered us, saved us, he will also be responsible to bring us into perfection.
我们仰望他,
and we look unto him,
把我们带到路程的终点,
that he will bring us to the end of our journey.
我们祷告,
let us pray.
主,我们感谢你,
Lord, we thank thee.
什么时候你的话向我们一解开,
And whenever your word is revealed to us,
我们都看见你在隐藏里所做的工作。
We're able to see the work which you do hiddenly.
并且你所做的虽然说是隐藏，但确实在那里增加我们属灵的分量。
Even though it seems your work is done in secret, yet it increases our spiritual substance.
你让我们靠近你更多。
And you draw us even closer to you.
你让我们在你面前享用你的赏赐更多。
And you allow for us to enjoy more of your reward.
我们实实在在是一个进入安息的人。
In fact, we are one who enters into rest.
我们也真的要向主你提醒我们的，我们要做一个唱诗赞美你的人。
And yes, Lord, we have to be one that sings and praise you as you remind us.
谢谢我们的主。
We thank thee, Lord.
你是一步的领我们往前。
And you lead us forward.
你救我们脱离人的愚昧。
Step by step, and you deliver us.
你让我们看见你的信实和丰富。
From our foolishness to see your abundance.
我们再次说。
And your faithfulness.
荣耀要归给你。
Again, we say all glory is thine.
感谢爱戴归给你。
And praise and adoration is yours.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.